Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
There's no denying that the cult of celebrity in Hollywood is both a scary and fascinating thing, because as a result, A-list actors may find themselves subject to intense and even toxic fandoms whose obsessiveness threatens to overshadow the actor's own work. And sometimes these fan bases move beyond mere well-intentioned appreciation towards planting genuinely peculiar, even career-damaging rumors about their supposedly favorite performers. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 insane rumors fans started about movie stars. But first up, an honorable mention. Brett Goldstein is CGI. Okay, so I couldn't add this in as a proper entry as he's not really a movie star, but it's too good to leave off. Ted Lasso is currently taking the TV world by storm, recently netting a whole bunch of Emmys. However, the actor of sweary footballer Roy Kent, Brett Goldstein, has been fending off rumors that he is actually not a real actor, but instead a CGI creation. This daft rumor suggests that his uncanny look is actually the result of him being entirely pasted into the show in post-production, and that it's all one elaborate plan by Apple to trick viewers. Goldstein has seen the funny side at least, and poked fun at it a few times. Number 10, Heath Ledger's death was caused by him becoming the Joker. Heath Ledger's death in 2008 at the mere age of 28 shocked the entire world, and given that he had recently wrapped the role of the Joker in Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight, it caused fans and the press alike to examine his performance through an entirely different lens. I guess maybe searching for some kind of meaning in the heartbreaking tragedy, the theory that was circulated on the internet suggested that Ledger, who made a concerted effort to get into character as the supervillain, was left unable to sleep due to playing such a disturbing individual, in turn causing his accidental overdose of sleep medication. This was quickly rubbished by those who actually knew Ledger though, particularly his former partner Michelle Williams, who attested that Ledger had suffered with insomnia for as long as she'd known him. In more recent years, Ledger's immediate family have also spoken out about reports that playing the Joker impacted his mental health in any negative way, in fact, arguing the contrary. All in all, Ledger's death was a tragic accident, and not one caused by playing what would, in bittersweet fashion, become his signature Oscar-winning role. Number 9, Angelina Jolie dated her brother. It's fair to say that Angelina Jolie has been a headline-grabbing actress for literally decades at this point, and by far her most infamous moment came at the 2000 Oscars when she won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her performance in Girl Interrupted. See, after her win, Jolie declared herself to be quote-unquote so in love with her brother, James Haven, before kissing him on the lips at Vanity Fair's Oscars afterparty. This inevitably photographed moment immediately prompted speculation from the press and general observers that she was actually in an incestuous relationship with her brother. Jolie, of course, dismissed the allegations, saying, quote, "It was disappointing that something so beautiful and pure could be turned into a circus," end quote. And it was later revealed that the siblings had been visiting their ill mother in the hospital earlier that day. Brother James, for his part, delivered the unsurprising explanation that a freeze frame of a fleeting kiss was blown way out of proportion, saying, quote, "I congratulated her on the Oscar win and gave her a quick kiss on the lips. It was snapped and it became a big thing," end quote. Number 8. Bruce Lee was assassinated by the Triads. Bruce Lee died suddenly almost 50 years ago at just 32 years of age, and the fact that such a physically fit individual with seemingly no underlying health conditions could die so young inevitably sparked much speculation about his cause of death. By far the most prominent rumor is that Lee was murdered by a criminal organization, either the Hong Kong Triads to whom he refused to pay protection fees on one of his film sets, or the Chinese Triads who felt that his Cantonese movies were damaging the popularity of Mandarin language films. As intriguingly salacious as these stories are, feeling like they belong in one of Lee's own movies even, the truth is likely far more mundane. Though we will never know for certain what caused Lee's fatal cerebral edema, which is brain swelling essentially, the most plausible suggestions are either an adverse reaction to a painkiller he took, or heat stroke due to having his underarm sweat glands removed in late 1972, causing him to overheat while exercising. Number 7, Seth Rogen was recently kidnapped. Though the three aforementioned rumours predate modern social media, there's perhaps no stranger indicator of how a ridiculous rumour can gain traction and spread like wildfire than the recent suggestion that Seth Rogen has been kidnapped. Earlier this year, comedian Chris Kowalski, aka @ChrisCanBeFunny, posted a clearly tongue-in-cheek song on TikTok positing his theory that, because Seth Rogen hadn't posted a picture of his face in a while and only pictures of the vases he'd been making on social media, that the only solution was that he'd been kidnapped by a crazy ceramicist. Kowalski hilariously suggested that the theoretical ceramicist in question might be forcing the actor to recite lines from Pineapple Express, or may have even had him murdered. This prompted Rogan to soon enough chime in, declaring the video very funny, but promising his fans that he was very much alive and not in any dire straits. Number 6, Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart's relationship was fake. From 2009 to 2013, Twilight stars Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart were in one of the most publicized Hollywood relationships of the last 20 years. The fact that the pair also played screen lovers in the Twilight films only exacerbated the enormous media attention surrounding the pair. Yet the fact that their relationship timeline neatly coincided with the length of the Twilight franchise caused many fans to suspect that it was all just a publicity stunt. This was spurred on by a comment Stewart herself made about the relationship, saying that, quote, "People wanted me and Rob to be together so badly that our relationship was made into a product. It wasn't real anymore," end quote. But really, there's absolutely nothing in the way of plausible evidence that this was anything but an actual real relationship. Stewart later said of the rumors, quote, "I've been deeply in love with everyone I've dated. Do you think I was faking it?" end quote. And that really is all else that needs to be said about.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
About it. Number 5, Cameron Diaz only washes with Evian water. It's no secret that movie stars live far different lives than us regular folk. They're still humans with human struggles, of course, but most have become accustomed to a certain level of luxury and acquire rich tastes that we would see as well weird. Those differences then explain why a rumor that Cameron Diaz only washes her face with bottled Evian water spread like a wildfire. The idea was that she was far too picky to use the tap like the rest of us. Those posh celebrities there, they don't know the bone. Well, this all turns out to be a huge fib, as Diaz herself commented on the rumour in good humour, explaining the reason behind it while on the press tour for Bad Teacher, saying, quote, "I think where that comes from, we live our lives in trailers. people don't realise that it's super unglamorous, and the water comes from tanks they put chemicals in so that it doesn't freeze. It's like antifreeze. You would never wash your face with it, so anyone who washes their face at work would have to use bottled water to wash their face. There's a grain of truth in everything that someone has taken it and just spoilt it, end quote. Number 4. Lindsay Lohan had a twin sister who died. Alright, so strap in for this one. Lindsay Lohan made her star-making big screen debut in 1998's remake of family comedy classic The Parent Trap, receiving wide praise for her performance as two separated at birth twin sisters. Lindsay's performance was multifaceted enough that a rumor emerged years later that she couldn't have played both parts herself. Instead, a rumor spread that she actually had a twin sister, Kelsey Morgan Lohan, who was either murdered or killed in an accident, depending on the version of the story, shortly after filming was completed. The general belief among subscribers to this theory is that the technology simply wasn't available for a child actor to give a convincing double performance in 1998 without the seams being visible. Also, fans point to the release of Lohan's Razzie-winning 2007 thriller I Know Who Killed Me, which sees the actress playing doubles amid a plot not entirely dissimilar to the theory. It is, of course, all absolute hogwash. Filmmaking tech was totally advanced enough to have Lohan act opposite herself with a body double in 1998, and there's no plausible incentive for Disney to try and pretend that Kelsey didn't exist if in fact she did. Astoundingly though, there are many out there who still believe this to be true. Number 3. Tommy Wiseau is D.B. Cooper. With so little known about his personal life, namely where he came from or how he found $6 million to fund The Room, and with Tommy Wiseau seemingly preferring to keep it that way, it's only natural that fans would speculate about his life story. Of the many, many theories doing the rounds, by far the most amusing and ridiculous is that Wiseau is none other than the mythic D.B. Cooper, a plane hijacker who in 1971 jumped out of a plane with $200,000 in ransom money over southwestern Washington and was never caught. And in 2014, a XKCD webcomic jokingly implied that Wiseau would be all too fitting an answer to the mystery. This joke picked up serious traction online, however, seemingly ignoring the fact that eyewitness descriptions point to Cooper being around 90 years of age at present, if he's still alive. Though it would provide a mind-melting rationale for Wiseau's wealth, the other suggested explanations, that he got rich in real estate or received a large inheritance, are infinitely more plausible. For his part, Wiseau directly addressed the rumors during a Reddit AMA, claiming that not only is he not D.B. Cooper, but that he'd never even heard of the man until a Redditor brought it up. Number 2. Nicolas Cage is a vampire. In the spirit of fun, here's one truly absurd, entirely unrealistic entry. The belief that the man, the myth, the legend Nicolas Cage is actually no mere mortal. Back in 2011, a rumor started doing the rounds online that Cage was actually a vampire after a photo appeared on eBay taken in 1870 featuring a man bearing a striking, even uncanny resemblance to the actor. Vampirism, of course, was the only explanation, rather than, you know, it being a mere coincidence or perhaps even a distant relative of the actors, and the person listing the photo was asking for $1 million, which, naturally, they never received. Shortly after the listing began to gain attention online, Cage actually addressed it when appearing on The Late Show with David Letterman, where he reminded everyone that vampires can't be photographed, while promising fans that he can see himself in a reflection and also doesn't drink any blood. Now, as much as we all want Vampire's Kiss to actually be reclassified as a documentary and for Nick Cage to live forever, sadly, I don't think either of those things are going to happen. Number 1. Richard Gere and the Curious Case of the Gerbil. Urban legends don't get much more insane than the Richard Gere gerbil story. Sometime in the mid-80s, word began doing the rounds in Hollywood that Richard Gere paid a visit to California's Cedars-Sinai Hospital in order to have a gerbil removed from his rectum, which he'd shoved up there for some kind of sexual gratification. The rumors spread was reportedly aided by an unknown jokester who sent a fake press release reporting on the embarrassing incident to as many fax machines in Hollywood as they could find. It's even been theorized that the rumor may have been started by Sylvester Stallone, per the actors' decade-long feud, though there's absolutely no proof of that. This is far more likely a deranged, bafflingly disgruntled fan having some fun at Gere's expense, and the story's strangeness has allowed it to cling to the actor for the better part of 40 years.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.